We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Third down and 21 at the Dallas 14. Here comes the four-man rush. Big strong push. They hit him. He throws. It's incomplete. But that was the best rush of the night. And Kevin Pierre-Lewis with the hit.
Falls home, falls.
Where did we get that one?
What was that?
Apparently I'm singing the French national anthem.
In honor of Kevin Pierre-Louis.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
But that wasn't why I was doing it. You've combined some things. It's all,
I'm working
it's all
my
part
magic
of your
over
effort
here
to discredit me. Want to thank everyone connected to the program. Want to thank Dustin. Bless you, Dustin.
He's one of the most misunderstood people.
First, we'd like to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing and all the rest.
Great
most
show.
All, thank you for listening.
And Kevin?
This is old school baseball.
And Michael? Bless you, sir.
I don't know him very well. I have not spoken to him much.
Should we thank Ray? He's not here.
Ray did a great job last night.
All right. Well, yeah. We'll thank Ray then. And okay. Now we bring in Connor and Dan.
Morning, fellas.
Morning, guys.
Morning, fellas. That's a thing. That's the quick turnaround for you boys, but that's a fun one last night.
That was a lot of fun.
Didn't see that coming.
No.
And you know.
No, who did?
Why couldn't they have done that to start the season?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know that.
Because the defense didn't cooperate.
I don't know if it was a defense. I just think that
I'm with you.
Mitch wasn't ready to have that kind of game earlier in the year. And
why
I don't
not?
Think I don't because Nagy wasn't ready to call
it. Yeah, because Nagy wasn't ready to call it. I think that's the answer.
It's all related.
I think Nagy wasn't ready to call that game, and then Mitch hurt his shoulder, and then there was something else that happened somewhere.
And now you find a tight end off the street after screwing around with Adam Shaheen all that time?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I tapped the brakes there a little bit. I mean, I understand, like I was saying earlier, they were great last night. I mean, J.P. Holtz and Jesper Horsted, their combination of seven catches, you know, that you needed that. But I don't know that it changes anything about your priority at the position. I mean, I think you go into the offseason.
You really, still, you're right about that.
You still need help.
You have to.
I agree. But the difference it made to have, and this is, and O'Connor's too professional to gloat about this, but been saying it forever, the threat of Trubisky running established early changed everything. The fact that they saw that early, the fact that also, wait, what do you do? This is happening now. It changed the way they blocked. It changed the pass rush.
Well, launch
also,
point.
It gave him confidence. He becomes a different player when he's having success with that. And that's why I don't understand why they didn't try to do it earlier.
The benefits, and I understand cutting the field in half for a quarterback is this phrase we use to denigrate guys who can't read four wide receivers in an NFL offense at one time. But the confidence he gains when you cut the field in half for him seems to completely outweigh the fact that you've cut the field in half and that you have fewer
options.
But
he's good throwing on the run.
He's
accurate. He's more accurate running and throwing than standing and throwing. It's weird.
I think you're right. You know, and as fun as that was yesterday and as well as he's played the last, call it five if you want, three for sure, maybe four to split the difference, I think that's as good as it gets. Plan accordingly. You know, I think
you
that's
you can't call it five because they scored one touchdown against the Rams.
No, I know, but his decision making
he's been better the past month. I think that's all you
got
to do.
He's been better the past.
He has.
He's got another. He's got another 3 weeks to go.
But
I mean,
that was as good as he's played. That was good.
That's the best defense he's beaten since what? Green Bay last year.
Well,
the
best defense he's played good last year.
I know.
Defensively,
go ahead and look through though. Look through his high watermarks in the defense that he's put them up against.
Think what Troy Aikman thinks of him now after seeing him the last 2 weeks. You know, he's got this sort of this different kind of window, and he was gushing about him last night.
After the game, he was really positive, I think that you appreciate kind of how far he, you know, Aikman saw against the Lions flaws, and then Mitch sort of, you know, had that bad first half, or relatively poor first half, and then he came back in the second half And last night was sort of, again, Aikman saw growth. And I think when the guy like that sees it, acknowledges it, then you know it's real.
He also isn't a Bears fan, so he hasn't been through what the rest of us have been through. He doesn't have the PTSD from the other Trubisky performances where they had to put Chase Daniel in and then come up with some cockamamie excuse as to why. So that's not part of his orbit at the moment. So all he's seen is a couple weeks of a bunch of touchdown passes and some real darts getting thrown in there. And just the way he's been approaching the line, what he's been seeing, what he's been calling. There were a couple times he faked me out on some of those RPOs. I thought he's got it. Wow.
Three touchdown passes again. I mean, this is not against Detroit, and it's great to see. But I thought that touchdown run was just a phenomenal play. Yeah. It was emblematic of the night that he had.
There were so many little moments. The Cordarrell Patterson Euro step.
We've been calling for that. Not the Euro step.
Yes.
But them to get the damn ball.
Yes.
Come on.
I know, but that move, that full Manu Ginobili, James Harden, little stanky leg that he gave him, that was awesome.
Yeah.
How about his shoes?
I hate those shoes. It must be for a wonderful cause. Yeah. I always think there's a flag. They're the exact same color as a penalty flag.
You're sensitive to flag shoes. I get that.
Yep.
I get that. I understand that.
Should be disallowed because I'm like, oh, wait. No. Oh, okay, just shoes.
You know what else Aikman is seeing with Mitch, in terms of his exposure to the Bears? He's also seeing an offensive coordinator help his quarterback. And if you've watched the Bears all season long, like Bears fans have, you haven't seen that every game. And you have seen that in the couple of games that Aikman has seen the Bears play. He's seen the offensive coordinator in Matt Nagy actually help his quarterback and give him bailout plays and give him options and call things that he's good at. And by the way, I know he put one on the turf last night, but we can all do the thumbs up thing for David Montgomery right?
Yeah, I thought he had a really good game. Now, he limped off, right?
Yeah, he did.
So I don't know what that means.
He was in good spirits in the post-game locker room.
Yeah.
I would be.
I don't think they had the same concern with him as he did. Like, it was obvious Roquan Smith is going to be out for probably the rest of the season because that was volunteered by Matt Nagy. I don't think there's any sort of fear of that with Montgomery.
I just don't want to see Tariq Cohen try to run between the tackles again ever.
He had to dodge a couple of defensive tackles early on, too. Like one of the first plays he got in between the tackles, he's got two guys right on top of him, makes a spin move to just get back for no gain.
I know what they're thinking with that, though, against this team, because it's still that sort of that Lovey Smith, Rod Marinelli model of get upfield, that you can, with a guy like Cohen, if he does make that first guy miss, he's got a lot of slack water there to sort of run into.
Are you allowed to grab Montgomery by the face, man?
Yes, apparently so.
Just making sure. Because there were two
Anthony
on one play.
No, that was Anthony Miller.
Oh, was Anthony Miller a two-on-one play?
Miller had two-on-one play, and on the fumble,
this guy completely closed it. I understand if he missed one, but two of them seemed excessive.
We counted four. Four on the night, four blatantly uncalled face masking penalties.
And then they call that kind of cheap block in the back on Wims.
Yes. Yeah. Did you shove a guy while he was trying to face mask someone?
The thing is, they wouldn't have called Wims.
You interfered with that man's face masking.
Exactly.
When Wims reacted like he threw up his arms like, no, I didn't do that, is like, okay, you look guilty. Yeah. I'm throwing the flag.
Yeah.
If you just got in the way of a perfectly good face masking.
What are you doing?
10 yards. No, but seeing the Bears convert on third, too. I mean, just the idea of being an efficient offense, of being one that actually rolls.
We were having a laugh with Biggsy earlier because they did very well on the first drive, and it was 17 plays. And, of course, your script is 15. So that's why it took an extra play to get into the end zone.
They finished the script.
But their script was gone, and that's why they did nothing the rest of the game. Where the hell was that script?
That's really good.
Well, why didn't we write a second act? Damn it!
That's why Jason Garrett is getting fired.
Long form musical improv.
He checked Kellen Moore's work. And he's like, "What do you got? 15 here, bud? Okay, sounds good."
It's like, "Oh yes, and
see you
and
the game day."
I would run the play, but I'm Abraham Lincoln.
I'm being fired tomorrow, so I won't be around either.
What have you for today?
We have a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on a Friday.
That means,
Patrick Manley at 10, Rich Campbell at 11, and the latter shouted out the former on Twitter. I believe it was Rich Campbell that posted a picture of a fan on the sidelines in a Manley jersey.
That wasn't Patrick Manley.
See, my first
thought was,
why is he taking a picture of Patrick Manley? Because who cares? Big deal. And like, oh no, that's someone who consciously purchased
a Manley
or found it.
You know, Patrick Manley was the best player on that team for a number of years, sadly.
Yeah. He's the 100th
long
best
snapper
bear.
Was probably Mr. the best player in the league at that position, and therefore on that team. Too bad that you don't let those guys into the Pro Bowl.
Well, but they have a special award now. They have their own award. He's got a beer that's out now. He's king
He's
of the
got
world.
A beer. The award is the beer, actually.
The
is
long
that
snapper.
The award?
It's the long
Crack
snapper.
Beer
that's what it is.
Congratulations.
You're a hell of a long snapper. Now shotgun this.
Upside down.
Drinking less, winning more.
Have a good show. Guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.